Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like a teenager and a telephone. Today it's the annual scavenger hunt, and the winner gets a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Well, I don't want to overdo it, but I definitely have hot and cold running chocolate in my kitchen.
Later, Bill has a visitor who nobody understands.
He clicks and clacks and jabbers, and we're just confused.
All that and much, much more coming right up on The Pond.
Let's go.
It was a so-so day at the pond.
I'm bored,
said Floyd, the turtle.
How can you possibly be bored?
Asked Tony, the frog.
There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do? How can that possibly be? You can stand on your head, learn to juggle, do cartwheels.
A turtle on his head is a turtle who needs help.
That's a good point. Still, life is full of events. If nothing else, you can imagine.
Imagine what?
Anything. There's no reason to be bored.
Okay, I'll think of something.
All right, good. How you doing?
I'm kind of drawing a blank here.
All right, I'll get you started. You're in the Old Testament, around the time of David. Saul and his men are trying to find the young man who will soon be king. The horses, the chariots, what are you hearing?
Nothing.
Okay, new angle. Look at it this way. Are you bored when you're digging a hole?
No.
Then go dig a hole.
I'd rather be bored.
So being bored isn't so bad.
Hey, you're right. I like being bored.
You know, that's not where I was going, but I'll take it.
About then, Bill the Duck arrived.
Hey, guys, what you doing?
Being bored. Want to join us?
Well, if all else fails. But I have something I need your help on. Something we can all do together. Where's Methuselah?
I see a wake coming. That must be him.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Methuselah.
We're being bored today. Want to join us?
Actually, I have a better idea.
How hard would that be?
Today, the local radio station began its annual scavenger hunt.
I remember that.
Somewhere in the area, they've left a golden ping pong ball.
That's a lot of work. Those clues are tough.
Who has that kind of time?
Besides, we're too busy being bored.
The winner gets a lifetime supply of chocolate.
I'm in.
Where are the clues?
Now, if it were chocolate boredom, then I'd go for it.
All right, let's work as a team.
That's the only way.
Good idea, Bill. We'll split the chocolate four ways.
Excuse me, how do you split a lifetime supply of chocolate four ways?
Each person gets a year.
Brilliant.
Now, we all have skills that'll help us with the clues. Guys, this is tough, but if we work together, we can win this thing.
We're right with you, Bill.
When do we get the first clue?
Right now. I brought the radio with me.
And remember, folks, this is a lifetime supply of chocolate. If you live to be 130 years old, you'll get chocolate for the entire time from now on.
You can clean your dentures in chocolate.
Clues. I need clues.
And now for the first clue to the whereabouts of the golden ping pong ball. It's wet.
It's in the pond.
That's clue number one. Stay tuned for more clues.
I found it.
Yahoo!
Wait a minute. This is just a rock made of gold. Heavy, too.
Well, toss it back and keep searching. It's gotta be in here somewhere.
And so they searched and searched and searched. For hours, they went through every part of the pond.
You know, it was a lot easier just being bored.
Eventually, in their exhaustion, they realized...
We're not the only body of water around here. In fact, we're one of the smaller ones.
They decided to wait until the next day's clue came in. They sat anxiously by the radio.
Okay, boys and girls, time for today's clues to finding the golden ping pong ball and your chance to win a lifetime supply of chocolate. You can see the Y.
The letter Y?
No, the number Y.
Well, it could be the YMCA.
Good point. I sit corrected.
My guess is something around here looks like a Y. Maybe a big tree or a pair of trees. This is where your skill comes in real handy, Bill. Fly around and see if you can find a nearby Y.
I'll do it.
Look, we can also check out the area around here. See if there's some sort of Y.
They searched and searched.
Nothing here.
Nothing here.
Nothing up here.
Was it a Y or a Z? I keep forgetting.
But they came up empty.
Well, the good news is nobody else has found it. And they probably won't for a while. Last year, it took 10 clues for someone to find it.
That night, they sat around and talked about what they'd do with all that chocolate.
Well, I don't want to overdo it, but I definitely have hot and cold running chocolate in my kitchen.
That's a great idea.
What about you, Bill?
I think I'll make chocolate furniture. When I want a different couch, I'll just eat the old one. Someone breaks my nightstand, we eat it for dinner.
I want my whole house to be one big solid chocolate chunk.
And hollow inside?
No, you have to eat your way around. If you want an addition, you just eat it on.
Ooh, I like that.
What about you, Methuselah?
I was just thinking of ways to make dessert out of chocolate.
Ah, come on.
This is a lifetime supply now.
Isn't there anything else you'd like to have chocolate?
Well, I've always kind of liked the idea of a giant chocolate mousse.
Now you're talking.
But if we're sharing a lifetime supply of chocolate, then we can't overdo it. Every 3 years, we each go without.
Hey, he's right.
My hot and cold running chocolate would be dry for 3 years at a time?
That's not good for the pipes.
This really bothered our friends at the pond. But the next day, they gathered again around the radio to hear the next clue.
Today's clue: bark.
That's it?
That's it. Now go find that golden ping pong ball.
Bark. If this ping pong ball's around a bunch of dogs, it's probably chewed up by now.
Could look like a wad of gum at this point.
He could mean tree bark.
Why would dogs chew up tree bark?
He could mean the ball is near or in tree bark.
We're surrounded by trees. What luck! It's gotta be here.
And so they began looking through all the tree bark in the forest around them.
You know, there's a lot of bark around here.
And before long,
we've been at this for hours, and we're not even a tenth away through this small area.
They realized they simply need more clues.
Let's wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Good idea.
So they went their separate ways. But then something strange happened. As each was heading home, a similar thought came to mind.
If I found this golden ping pong ball on my own, I wouldn't have to share all that chocolate.
If I went by myself and found the ball, I could keep all the chocolate to myself.
I wonder if these guys really want this chocolate. Maybe I should branch out on my own.
If the ball hit me in the head right now, would I have to share the chocolate? If it hit me real hard and knocked me out, would the doctor who rescues me have to share it? Can you cover boredom in chocolate?
Sure enough, the next morning, only one of our friends arrived to meet the others.
Hello.
But Methuselah didn't wait long. He listened for the clue.
Circle!
And set out on his own.
Circle. The pond is kind of a circle. No, it's more kidney-shaped. No, it's actually more lung-shaped with a little kidney on the side.
Everybody searched on their own.
Hey, you guys see a ping-pong ball around here? Hey, listen up. I know a lot of important creatures. I'm not just some frog. Hey! All right, I have a little bone here.
Give it to me.
I want it.
No, give me the bone.
I thought that might influence you guys. Look, I need to find a golden ping pong ball, and I have reason to believe you have it.
It's right here!
Thanks! Wait. Ew, this isn't a ping pong ball, it's a tennis ball, and it's covered with slime.
Ooh, that's saliva, thank you very much.
A ping pong ball, I need a ping pong ball. Anybody see one? Okay, I guess I'm out of luck here.
Bill wasn't having much more luck, neither was Floyd. Nor even Methuselah. What they didn't know was the golden ping pong ball was nearby the entire time, nestled in a hollowed out log, lying in a small body of water. A large rock covered the front. Neither Bill, Tony, nor Floyd were strong enough to move the rock. Methuselah could move the rock, but was too big to fit inside and see the ball. So it stayed there, and they had no idea. At different times, they each tried to get in there, but couldn't. One day,
I found it!
Dr. Holstein, who's actually a chicken, found the golden ping pong ball. The others came running from different directions.
It was here, right here.
I looked here yesterday.
Hey, so did I, but there was a big rock in the way.
I moved the rock this morning, but couldn't get inside.
Well, I must be off to the radio station. Toodaloo!
And with that, Dr. Holstein left to stake his claim on a lifetime supply of chocolate.
We have nobody to blame but ourselves. If we'd worked together, we would have won.
Well, I'm happy for Dr. Holstein anyway. He's a good bird.
I didn't know he liked chocolate.
Everybody likes chocolate.
Well, let's turn on the radio and see what they say.
I have with me the grand winner, Dr. Holstein, who's actually a chicken, who found the golden ping pong ball. Dr. Holstein, what do you plan to do with that lifetime supply of chocolate?
I'll use it for fondue here and there. Maybe sprinkle some over my latte.
I can't listen to this.
Gentlemen, sometimes lessons are easy. Sometimes they're hard to swallow.
This one's hard to swallow.
Like a truckload of feathers.
You and you and you and you. Everybody. Grab your partner's hand, there's so much to do. If you ever want to get something done, work is twice as easy when you've got two. If you wanna get the job done,
that's right.
Let's cooperate and roll up our sleeves.
If you ever wanna get something done,
all it takes is effort with a heave-ho heave.
If you wanna get the job done,
you gotta work together, work, work together.
If you ever wanna get something done,
you gotta work together, work, work together.
If you wanna get the job done,
that means you too.
It will go much quicker when we all chip in.
If you ever wanna get something done,
just a little bit. Lend some love and labor with a happy grin.
If you wanna get the job done,
smile.
You gotta work together, work, work together.
If you ever wanna get something done,
you gotta
work together, work, work together. If you wanna get job done.
Side by side.
Something done.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's
get the job done.
Put some elbow grease into it.
Ever wanna get something done?
Teamwork is the key. Come and join the band.
If you wanna get the job done,
come on now.
You gotta work together, work, work together.
If you ever wanna get something done,
you gotta work together, work, work together.
If you wanna get the job done,
put your mark into
it. Work together, work, work together.
If you ever wanna get job done.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
If you want to get the job done,
working good.
Let's go get the job done.
Go to lifeatthepond.com to find out about the pond videos.
This may be serious.
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you talking.
Does a chicken have lips?
It was a rather confusing day at the pond.
I'm sorry, I can't help you, I think,
said Tony, the frog.
I don't exactly speak, whatever that is.
What's he saying?
Asked Floyd, the turtle.
Well, if he's asking what I think he's asking, I don't know what he's asking.
How do you know it's even a question?
Inquired Bill, the duck.
Wait a minute, Bill. He's your exchange student. Shouldn't you be able to talk to him?
I should. I just knew he understood a little English. I didn't know he couldn't speak it at all.
There he goes again.
I think he said, click, 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 click.
Right. And what does that mean?
Oh, well, that's an entirely different thing.
I guess they have a lot of trouble with our consonants where he comes from. So once they're older, they can never learn to speak English. But they hear it just fine.
Where's he from?
Single Plictiparian. It's a very tiny island. A small Bible college could beat their national basketball team.
That is small.
But because he doesn't speak our language and he's far away from his home, we need to be especially nice to him.
We'll be nice.
One other reason. He's not very smart.
He's not very smart? Oh. Oh, he doesn't know?
They rarely do, Floyd.
And so our friends at the pond were careful to treat the exchange student named Mooka very kindly.
Would you like something to drink?
What'd he say?
Well, just guessing, I think he said, "Golly, I'd really like some water." Of course, maybe it was, "Gee willikers, can I have some milk?" Hard to tell.
Do you have any idea?
Not a clue.
Later, the creatures of the pond met up with Methuselah.
Maybe you can help us with Mooka.
How's that?
Talk to him.
Okay.
He only speaks Single Plictiparian.
Oh, I've never heard of Single Plictiparian. I'm afraid I don't know the language. I can't help you.
But you're the smartest guy I know. You gotta be able to at least figure out what he wants.
He keeps talking, but we don't understand him.
The problem is, he's not too bright, you know?
Well, that's okay. It's what's in the heart that counts.
He's a few shirts short of a full load, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You don't have to say any more.
I don't know what you mean.
It's not important.
But we've been trying to figure out what he wants, what he's talking about, who he's talking to, and it's tough. He clicks and clacks and jabbers, and we're just confused. Personally, I feel bad for the guy.
I don't know there's much I can do, except maybe go to the library and study up on his language.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Bill, if he's your exchange student, why don't you study up?
Ducks can't click. It's no use.
You got me there.
And so, Methuselah went to the library. Unfortunately, there were no books on the Single Plictiparian language. The language was simply too rare.
Oh, boy.
So Methuselah tried hanging out with Mooka to learn his language.
Do you like checkers? If that was a yes or no, you really do have a difficult language.
After many hours with Mooka, Methuselah was completely unable to understand a single word he spoke. Or clicked.
I'm sorry, fellas. I can't help you.
Not even you?
I can only do so much.
It was about then that Methuselah remembered a friend of his from the past. Someone who spoke hundreds of languages. Some of them out of existence for 1,000 years. He's a panda bear named Word Knower, which is English for knowing words.
English was my mother's favorite language.
Word Knower, I need your help. Do you know any Single Plictiparian? What's that mean?
It means yes.
It is a complicated language.
And so Methuselah took Word Knower to see Mooka. Everyone was quite excited.
Hey, Word Knower, do you speak Pig Latin too?
Floyd, we're not here to have him translate Pig Latin. He's here to help Mooka. I can only imagine what Mooka must be going through. Not knowing the language, not understanding what's going on around him.
Mooka took one look at Word Knower and said, there was a long pause as Word Knower thought about these words.
What's he saying?
Instead of answering Bill's question, Word Knower responded to Mooka by saying,
great, now we got two of them going.
He said it was long.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm afraid it's worse than we thought. Even translated, he makes no sense.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Absolutely positive. He said, yes, no, I think so. It needs more salt, and it's hot.
I felt that way before.
Word Knower, do you have any idea what he's talking about?
He said he's answering your questions, all of them, starting from the beginning.
You know, when I picked him up, my first question was, how is the ride?
Oh, it was long.
Let's see, what did I say next? Are you glad to be off the train?
He said yes.
Do you mind walking a few more blocks to my house?
He said no.
Have you had clam chowder before?
He said, I don't think so.
And then, if I remember right, I said, isn't this the best clam chowder you've ever had?
He said it needs more salt.
Hey!
He says, yes, no, no, yes, yes, maybe, not now, good morning, yes, no, and it still could use some salt, maybe some garlic.
I don't know what all the other questions were, but I can guess on the last one.
You know, he's right about the salt, not too sure about the garlic.
He says to Tony, that Italian accent you have is not all New York.
What are you trying to say, Mooka?
He says, I hear a little Los Angeles in there.
Wow, I spent some of my childhood in Los Angeles.
And a little Seattle.
I went to a couple camps in Seattle. Wow, how'd you know that?
The way you talk, the words you use, that's Seattle. The way you talk, the words you use, and the decreased lung capacity, that's Los Angeles.
I am impressed. Very impressed. But you're still wrong about the garlic, and I would know. I'm a garlic lover.
And to you, Floyd, the answer is Mooka, 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 Mooka.
What's that about?
Did you ask Mooka his name?
Yes, and he clicked and made a funny sound, and it was funny, so I asked again, and again, and again, and again, and it's still funny.
What else did you ask him?
Why would I ask anything else?
And to Methuselah.
This is starting to sound like a will.
The answer is Psalms 1:3, Proverbs 11:30, 12:14, and 27:18, and Isaiah 11:1, just for starters.
Wow.
Methuselah said wow.
Methuselah doesn't say wow unless it's really wow.
I asked him his favorite fruit. Those are all Bible verses dealing with fruit. He knows his Bible.
Wow!
The creatures at the pond discovered something about Mooka that surprised them.
You know, this foreign fella is rather smart.
He's brilliant.
He made Methuselah say wow.
And they spend the rest of the afternoon asking Mooka questions they've always wanted answered.
How does a microwave work?
What's Tekron?
Is it best to cook prime rib high and fast or low and slow?
What's your name? What's your name again?
The answers were brilliant, wise, and sometimes funny. But the creatures learned something that day.
Yeah, Mooka's name is funny in his own language.
They learned something else, too, that you can't judge someone just because you don't understand them.
Go to lifeatthepond.com to find out about the pond videos.
I won't get there if I'm rude. I must change my attitude. Force myself to change my mood.
Get one, two, or all three.
I lost the contact.
Well, you still have the...
I lost the other.
You're done.
I can't see.
The original pond video.
Eject! Eject!
He's not in a plane. He is a plane.
Big Mouth Bass.
After I find Sarah, I can go look for the bully who pushed me around last year. Then, if there's still time, a quick trip to the dentist to have some teeth removed. Anesthesia? Not today, Doc. Not today.
And the alligator hunter.
Ever hear of a chicken sandwich?
You're threatening to turn me into food? Please. The greatest privilege a chicken could ever have is to be turned into a club sandwich in some fine deli. Or perhaps a delightful chicken salad.
What about chicken nuggets?
I'm not a fan of deep fried. I may be a chicken, but I'm also a doctor.
Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. Or visit your local Christian bookstore. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.